This is the Truth Network.
God is moving in the Sudan, and you're about to hear some really cool things, some of which have never been heard before in the West before, from a dear friend of mine, a real pioneer, a real missionary, a man of God. I call him a modern-day Indiana Jones. This guy took me to the Sudan in 2009, I believe, and it changed my life. We've got pictures plastered all over the Truth Network walls. And so I really want to welcome Brad Phillips, our special guest today. He's over here from Africa. We don't get you over here much, Brad, so thanks for popping in here to the Truth Network, Jesus Daily, Truth Talk Weekend, and all of our awesome affiliates' microphone to say hello to us all real quick here.
Stu, it's great to be with you, and it's definitely worth the trip, and I'm so grateful for your friendship.
Well, when we were together, and likewise, back to you, thank you, when we were together in Sudan, we saw kids that had suffered horrible things. There were genocide victims everywhere, survivors of the genocide. There was a war that the North declared on the South. If you could give us a picture, and then we're going to talk about the little things we take for granted, like going to the doctor, going to the hospital. I want to talk with you about that and what God's doing through the Ministry of Persecution Project Foundation to build an actual hospital in a really cool place in Sudan. But first, tell our listeners, where is the Sudan? It's a big country.
Yeah, it's a big country, and until 2011, it was the largest country in physical size, and then geographically. And then in 2011, it split into two countries. And now the Republic of Sudan, or North Sudan, is still one of the five largest countries in Africa. There is an Islamist government in power until 1955. It got independence from the British. It was a former Anglo-Egyptian Sudan. And at that time, power was handed over to some Islamic people within the Islamic movement. The Muslim Brotherhood, which came out of Egypt, came into Sudan. And there's just been a series of wars and instability in Sudan really since 1955, 1956, up to the present. And the current regime seized power 30 years ago in a military coup. Omar al-Bashir, the dictator of the National Islamic Front, National Congress Party, is the one who took over and has been imposing these twin policies of Islamization and Arabization. Well, just a few months ago in April, he was ousted from power. But the same Islamic establishment, this Islamic fascist regime, is still holding on power. And there's sort of a power struggle going on between different elements within the Islamic movement. Right now, it's looking like the founder of the Janjaweed, Hameti, seems to be the key person there in this transitional military council. There's been a lot of bloodshed. There's been thousands of people who've been killed. There's been rapes. There's been torture, imprisonment that's been going on in the cities. And then in the Nuba Mountains, where we're working, you have the largest community of Christians in this officially Islamic state. And they're standing up for their faith. And they've also been the victim of some of the worst persecutions. And there are many Nuba believers in the cities where the uprisings have taken place, where the crackdown has taken place. That's been going on for about 7 months. And so Sudan is really at a pivotal stage in its history right now. There's a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of upheaval, but God is working there. There's a church that started really in the Nuba community. In 1917, you had missionaries coming from England, and you had the first convert in 1923. And now, less than 100 years later, you have 2.5 million Nuba in Sudan out of 5 million Nuba that identify as Christian.
Wow, that's Brad, the voice of Brad Phillips. I'm Stu Epperson. We're talking about what God is doing mightily in the Sudan. People are coming to Christ. It's interesting where the church is persecuted, where Christians are under fire. Literally, bombs are being dropped in that area, on the Christians. They're targeting hospitals. They're targeting little schools where children are, women and children. It's just horrible. It's cowardly. But Christians are thriving. They're growing. Churches are being planted. They're baptizing people where they can find water. But, you know, this all, some even trace this back to that Ethiopian eunuch that we read about in Acts, right, Brad, who came over because Ethiopia, I guess, was connected with Sudan at that time.
That's right. The Christian kingdoms in ancient Nubia, which is southern Egypt and northern Sudan, were part of those same kingdoms with Abyssinia, with Ethiopia, with Aksum, and that trace their heritage back to the Ethiopian eunuch. So they have a historical memory, and even though the gospel all but disappeared in Sudan for centuries, when missionaries came back in the 20th century, the Nuba people had a cultural and historical memory of their relationship to the gospel. And I think that's one of the reasons why there was such a revival among that community.
That's tremendous. Well, Brad Phillips has been serving there for some time, and thank you for pulling me into that work years ago. It was very dangerous for me to go over to Sudan. We still have those.
Stu, everybody who I invite is willing to come. So yeah. I'm grateful that you came, and I know that God has used your presence there and your visit in a big way.
Well, it changed my life. You know, we got pictures all in the conference room and on the station, and we're working with a young Dinka warrior who's been in school here in the States, and it's neat to introduce you to him. You spoke his language. He couldn't believe it. He was on, you know, riding high on that. But tell us real quick what God's doing with the Ministry of Persecution Project Foundation. This is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. It's been around for over two decades, and God's using it to touch a lot of folks over there. But tell everyone just real quick what the current kind of your current mission is, and how people listening, we need to get behind these kind of things and support them, because we have brothers and sisters in Christ who are beat up, beleaguered, and battled over there that need our help desperately.
Well, thank you, Stu, and I appreciate your involvement from the very beginning. My first trip to Sudan and the Nuba Mountains was in 1998, and Persecution Project, our purpose is to engage in active compassion for the persecuted, and so we serve as a bridge between God's people here in the U.S. and God's people there in Sudan. Right now, our focus in 2019, we're building a hospital. We're trying to make access to medical care in the Nuba for especially for women and children in the Nuba Mountains, where they've been cut off from the outside world. So we have a campaign right now. We're building a hospital in a community called Jageba, and it's very exciting to see what God is doing.
So building a hospital, people hear that, things we take for granted, like water. My first time over there, Brad, we had bottles of water. But these people were dying from water deprivation. They had no water. We helped our listeners. Many people don't remember this, but our listeners across the Truth Talk Weekend, the Truth, you know, this listeners of this show, of this program, you know, be it on recording podcast or be it on live radio or whatever, they stepped up and we drilled, you know, 10 or 15 wells in cities like Jotch, cities like Warlang that had no water.
Yeah, well,
to save lives.
Water is still a big part of our mission. We have a safe water program that we're implementing in the Nuba Mountains. We've repaired more than 600 water wells in the Nuba Mountains. Each water well provides access to an average of about 1,000 people. And water is a fantastic ministry, as you know, because it's a great platform for introducing people to the living water.
And now a hospital, people will walk in. Yeah. Everyone has medical needs. We have hospitals. We have competing hospitals in towns smaller than the one you're working with.
Well, Stu,
in America.
Just to paint the picture, the Nuba Mountains is about the size of the state of Georgia. And this is an area where the people have been cut off. They've been the target of a bombing campaign where the government has been targeting hospitals, schools, churches, and marketplaces. And most of the NGOs and groups that were working there were chased away from this current war in the Nuba that started in 2011. And so water and medicine are two critical basic survival components that were part of there. Without the clean water, people are getting sick in more ways.
Right.
Without the medicine, they're suffering as well. So we're in a medical consortium, and we supply medicine to 180 clinics. Included in that are seven rural hospitals, including this one hospital this year that we're trying to really develop. About 4 years ago, we helped start a hospital in a place called Jageba, and our doctor, Ahmed, who's a Sudanese doctor, is treating 3,000 patients a month. When we met him, he had IV wires hanging from trees and people out on cots out in the open. So he had a hospital, but no buildings. And so we have now a few buildings. There's a laboratory in there where he does testing and things like that. But we're trying to improve the infrastructure there. And so this year our goal is to really build out the maternity ward. Women and children have some of the biggest needs in a place like the Nuba Mountains where there's no infrastructure at all. So we've launched a campaign towards that. People can go to medinasong.com and they can watch a short video about a courageous lady, one of my heroes named Medina, who lives in that community where we're building the hospital, and hear her testimony and how she is living and see how she's living over there. And they can also join our campaign to build the hospital.
Fantastic. That website is Medina's Song. That's two S's, M-E-D-I-N-A-S. And then song.com, medinasong.com. That'll tell the whole thing. There's a beautiful trailer there.
There's a one-minute trailer, and then there's a film a little bit longer, about 11 minutes, for people to watch. We hope people will share it in their homes, in their church, in their communities. Our message is use your community to serve their community. We're all part of one body. If we're members of the body of Christ, we all have relationships, and we have an opportunity to make an impact through those relationships in the Nuba Mountains.
Is there an 800 number people can call if they want to support PPF?
I would just send them to the website, medinasong.com. Okay. I think that's the best way for them to help us.
They can give all the medical relief. They can give all that. Okay. This is a Persecution Project Foundation, I believe, .org.
It's persecutionproject.org. Just persecutionproject.org or medinasong.com will also connect you to our website.
Great ministry. Building a hospital in a war-torn area, Christians are attacked, and they're bringing the gospel, really, right? Supporting pastors, church work, and everything.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's a wonderful community there. There's a very strong church there in the Nuba Mountains, and we're part of a lot of different projects there to help come alongside the local church as well.
Okay, medinasong.com, persecutionproject.com. Thank you, Brad Phillips, for what you're doing there.
Persecutionproject.org.
Awesome. Persecutionproject.org, and we're going to keep you on for another quick segment here. So good. Folks, get involved. And this is neat how you here can touch something that can change a life on the other side of the world forever. So please be a part of this. Stu Epperson here. I did it last night. I'm going to do it again tonight. And it's helped me get through the nights, and it's helped me sleep a lot better. What am I talking about? I'm talking about MyPillow. Thank you, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, for making a product that is just remarkable. It's helped me sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? And you're doing, we do these, I work at a breakneck speed here with all these shows and videos and reaching our world really with the good news of Jesus. So I'm grateful for a Christian-owned company that makes pillows, something that basic, but that helps people sleep better. The thing's got, it's got warranties and guarantees. It's got all kinds of amazing technology. And, you know, my favorite part is the proof is in the sleeping. And my family, our whole family loves MyPillow. You can learn more at MyPillow.com. Put the promo code TRUTH and you'll get some great savings if you want to go ahead and order one of these pillows or call this toll-free number. It's our own specific number so they'll know all the initiatives we're doing here with this powerful content reaching people. It helps. They are supporting this content, this program. The number is 800-506-2641. Mention promo code TRUTH. 800-506-2641. Thank you, MyPillow, for being sponsors of this program. We're so grateful for your sponsorship, and we're so grateful to be able to tell people about a wonderful product that's actually helped me sleep better, and you will too. Thank you, MyPillow. What a treat to sit down with one of my heroes, Brad Phillips. He is fresh back from the Sudan. God's using him in a mighty way in Sudan, a huge country. Brad, you have a video. I want everyone to see this video. You got to see it. In fact, we're going to play a trailer. Set it up, though. What is Medina's Song, Brad? And by telling us this, you'll give all of our listeners, viewers, all of our people a part of this, you'll give them an idea of what's going on over there.
Thank you, Stu. Medina is, first of all, one of my heroes. This is a lady from the Nuba Mountains who is living in a war zone, and she's living the daily life there. We put together a series called Profiles of the Persecuted, and this is the first in the series, was about Medina. And she's a teacher in a little community in the Nuba Mountains. The Nuba Mountains is the largest community of Christians in Sudan. It's sort of an enclave there. They've been the target of some of the worst persecution in the world. Churches, schools, marketplaces being targeted by aerial bombardment on a daily basis since war broke out in 2011. And Medina's song is just an opportunity for people to get to know Medina, but also to get to know the life for believers in the Nuba Mountains.
Okay, what a deal. And that's just, you know, it's heartbreaking. Did you hear what he just said, guys? When they want to bomb Christians, when they want to bomb the South, they target children, they target hospitals, they target schools. And Brad Phillips' ministry is the Persecution Project Foundation, persecutionproject.org online. They're on the front lines of taking water, medicine, mosquito nets, all kinds of relief. You work with Bibles. You work with some wonderful people, Voice of the Martyrs. You work with Samaritan's Purse, all these great ministries that are doing things in Sudan. These are Christians that are wondering, where are our brothers and sisters in Christ in the West? Where are those people that go to church and put their hands in the air and holler for the Lord and have big TV ministries? Where are our brothers and sisters in Christ? Well, they're right here and they're listening. So you know what? Guess what? I'm not going to go knock all these other people. I'm going to say, Stu Epperson, I'm going to get involved. Brad Phillips is over here. He's 10,000 miles out of his comfort zone, which is Kenya and is Sudan, to be on this radio interview, podcast, program to talk to people about how they can help. Play the trailer right now. I'm going to have Jasper, producer, play this 60-second trailer. This is Medina's song trailer. You can hear the passion in her voice. You can hear what's going on, and you can go to Medina's song. There's two S's in that word, MedinasSong.com, and you can watch the trailer for yourself. Show it to your pastor. Show it to your church. Go to Sudan like I did with Brad. You'll never be the same, but we have a chance to invest in a country to pour Christ in that country, the next generation. They're growing in Christ so much over there, they may be coming back over here to win us to the Lord and to spread the gospel throughout the Muslim world and Asia, the 1040 window, right, Brad?
That's right. You know, the Christians in the Nuba Mountains are really in a strategic position. I think that's why they've been the target of some of the worst persecution. Yeah. You have a history there that goes back to the Ethiopian eunuch that was converted by the Apostle Philip. And about 100 years ago, missionaries came back to Sudan in the Nuba Mountains. And in 1923, you had the first convert to Christianity. And now, less than 100 years later, you have about 2.5 million out of 5 million ethnic Nubans in Sudan who identify as Christian.
Unbelievable.
So it's the reason why the government in Sudan, I think, is putting so much emphasis on persecuting
them.
Okay,
we're going to play the trailer right now, 60 seconds. Just listen, be encouraged, and let the Lord touch you through hearing this any way that he would like. Here we go.
Hello. So I need you to stand up and demonstrate the way you are running to the bush. Yeah? When Antonov comes, you run, okay? Stand up. Antonov is coming. Very good. You are finished.
This world broke everything.
Everywhere you can just hear boom, boom, boom. Ah. Where are we going? Sabri!
But
Jubia.
This land, it's for the Nuba. And it will not break easily. So now, because I'm not a soldier, I use the songs to fight for me.
Good morning, man. Good
morning, man. Our topic today is use of arms and
art. So that's the trailer, Brad Phillips, Medina's song. Medina, she's the picture of this godly woman who just is using her voice and her music and her heart for God to touch people, to lift people out of their pit, people that are bombed, attacked. There's many people in Sudan whose family members have been killed in this awful Holocaust, this civil war. Thank you for what you're doing at Persecution Project, persecutionproject.org. We're so grateful for your ministry. How can our listeners pray for you? How can they pray for Medina?
Yeah, just continue to pray for the believers in the Sudan right now that they'll stay strong in their faith, that they'll continue to be bold in their witness in their community. They still live in mixed communities. There are a lot of Muslims there, but the Muslims in the Nuba Mountains, I think, are more open to the gospel because they're also being bombed by the Islamic establishment. So the church there definitely needs a lot of prayer. They have a lot of basic needs that they need to meet for survival: food, water, shelter, medicine. These are just the most basic things that we take for granted that are missing there. Pray for us as we're trying to build a hospital. We're trying to make access for women and children to have more access to medical care there. That's one of the ways these people have really suffered, is that they've been cut off from basic things like that.
That's tremendous. And people can make a donation to your ministry. It's a 501c3 nonprofit.
Yes.
And it can toward building this hospital.
That's right. We're a member of the ECFA. If you go to medinassong.com, you can watch the trailer or you can watch the full-length film, which is only 11 minutes. I hope you'll show it with your family, other people in your community, perhaps your church. And you can also see our campaign and the progress we're making in constructing the maternity ward, which is our focus right now.
Tremendous. PersecutionProject.org. I love the ministry of this. These guys are on the front lines. I went with you to Sudan. My brother-in-law went. We went. Ski Chilton, he went over there. You know, the brilliant medical mind. Just your heart breaks. I talk about that trip, Brad, and I get teared up. You know, just because it was so moving to see these little kids. We took 200 teddy bears that Cousin Ski helped us get, and these kids had never seen a teddy bear. But most of them had seen mom and dad killed right in front of them.
I think the way life works, when you go to serve other people, you think you're going to give them something, and you always come back realizing that you've received so much more. And what's great about the Nuba Mountains is that it's an easy place to work because the people are so courageous and wonderful, faithful people that inspire you.
And we're praying for this country. We're praying for there to be a real revival there. And there is some movement of God there that they're wondering why we're so lethargic here in the West. You know, they're evangelistic, they're growing, they're worshiping. And so there's a cool, neat encouragement that we're getting from them, actually.
Well, one of the things that has been a blessing for me in this ministry is that I have a lot of people now praying for me, some of whom I haven't met, but most of them are in Sudan.
Yeah. Wow, that's so cool. Well, God bless you, Brad Phillips. PersecutionProject.org, MedinaSong.com. Go show that to your church, your pastor. Get involved. Send some Bibles over. Get involved with a ministry that's already over there. You know, hey, I can't start a ministry to Sudan. Okay, fine. Jump alongside these guys that are doing it already. Thank you for being on. Please share, like, pass this show on wherever you're hearing it, podcast form, to anyone and everyone you know, and let's be a part of reaching the nations with the good news of Jesus Christ before the King returns. He's coming back. There's no more missions of mercy. There's no building hospitals and churches. There's no more offer of God's love when the King returns, because it's time to judge. He came first in love and mercy. He's coming back in judgment and wrath. And that's why we got to be about his business right now.
Amen.